Dehumidification strategies. When the AC alone can't handle the latent load, and the strategies that can, from airflow tuning and dedicated whole house dehumidifiers to handling crawl spaces and shoulder season moisture, from the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Sometimes the air conditioner can't keep a house dry at a comfortable temperature. The classic case, a mild, muggy day in spring or fall, it's 70 degrees and 75% humidity outside, the house is at temperature, so the AC barely runs, but the air feels like a swamp. There's plenty of latent load moisture, but almost no sensible load heat, and an AC only removes moisture while it's running to remove heat. No heat to remove, no runtime, no dehumidification. Dehumidification strategies are how you remove moisture independently of, or in cooperation with, the cooling system, so the house stays in the comfortable 45 to 55% RH band even when the AC has nothing to do. How it works? Moisture leaves the air the same way every time. Humid air contacts the surface below its dew point. Water condenses, and you drain it away. The strategies differ in how they create that cold surface and what they do with the heat. AC airflow tuning. Slow the blower so the existing coil runs colder and condenses more per unit of cooling, lower SHR. Cheapest move, but limited, still needs the AC to run. Standalone dehumidifier, portable or whole house. Its own refrigeration loop with a cold coil to condense water and a warm coil to reheat the air. The air comes out warmer and drier. It dumps the heat of condensation right back into the room. That's perfect for a no-cooling load day. You dry the air without overcooling. Whole house ducted dehumidifier, same idea, but plumbed into the duct system or its own ducting so it conditions the whole house, drains to a condensate line, and is controlled by a humidistat. It runs whenever humidity is high, regardless of whether the AC is cooling. Hotgas reheat in higher-end AC equipment. The system keeps cooling hard to dehumidify, then uses hot refrigerant gas to reheat the overcooled air back to a comfortable temperature so it doesn't overcool the space. Lets the AC chase humidity without freezing the occupants out. In the field, pick the strategy to the situation. Confirm it's really a latent problem. Measure RH and temperature. Cool but sticky on a mild day with little runtime equals latent overload, not a charge problem. Verify charge/airflow first so you're not band-aiding a low coil. Try airflow first if the AC runs enough. Drop toward about 350 CFM per ton or engage the unit's dehumidify profile. Free win if the cooling load supports it. Find and kill the moisture sources before throwing equipment at it. Vented crawlspace/wet basement, unvented bath/kitchen exhaust, oversized fresh air intake, new construction drying. A sealed, conditioned crawlspace alone often solves a chronic humidity house. Size a dedicated dehumidifier to the latent load if the AC genuinely can't keep up at comfortable temps, humid climates, tight homes with people and cooking moisture, or homes with a big shoulder season. Plummet right. Whole house units need a condensate drain with proper pitch/trap and a humidistat for control. Decide whether it ties into the return/supply or runs dedicated ducting. Set the humidistat sensibly and confirm the unit cycles on humidity, not temperature. Normal values and targets. Target indoor RH, 45 to 55% for comfort and to stay under the about 60% mold/dust mite threshold. Whole house dehumidifier capacity. Rated in pints per day, commonly 70 to 130 plus pints/day for residential whole house units. Size to the home's latent load and climate, not just square footage. AC airflow lever, about 350 CFM per ton vs the about 400 standard to bias toward latent removal. Portable unit reality check. A small portable 30 to 50 pints/day handles one damp room or a basement, not a whole house. Don't oversell it as a whole home fix. Crawl space target. An encapsulated/conditioned crawl space kept under about 60% RH stops the stack effect moisture migration that loads the floor above. Common faults and what they mean. Sticky house with the AC barely running. Shoulder season latent overload. The case a standalone or whole house dehumidifier exists to solve. Airflow tuning won't help if the AC isn't running. Dehumidifier runs constantly and never satisfies. Undersized for the load. A wide open moisture source crawl space. Leak. Overventilation, or it's fighting an oversized fresh air intake. House overcools while dehumidifying with the AC. The AC is the only moisture tool and it's freezing people out. Candidate for hotgas reheat or a dedicated dehumidifier instead. Condensate problems/water on floor. Dehumidifier drain plugged, not pitched, or pump failed. Standing condensate is itself a microbial source. Whole house unit not cycling. Humidistat set wrong. wired to the wrong signal, or controlling off temperature instead of humidity. Tech tips and gotchas. A dedicated dehumidifier shines on no cooling load days. That's its whole reason to exist. Drying the air without needing the AC to run, and reheating slightly so you don't overcool. Seal the crawl space before you buy a dehumidifier. A vented crawl in a humid climate is an infinite moisture source. Encapsulating it is often the highest ROI humidity fix in the whole house. Don't dehumidify by overcooling. Cranking the thermostat down to feel less sticky wastes energy and can sweat surfaces. Remove the water directly. Match HRV/ERV choice to the moisture goal too. In a humid climate, an ERV not an HRV avoids dumping the exhaust stream's dryness advantage. Variable speed/two-stage AC dehumidifies better than single stage, because it runs longer at low capacity. Sometimes the dehumidifier the customer needs is just right-sized, modulating cooling equipment. Drain and trap whole house units properly. A missing trap lets the unit pull air through the drain and a mispitched line backs water into the cabinet. Safety/code notes. Sustained RH above about 60% is a mold/IAQ hazard. Dehumidification is a health measure, not just comfort. Condensate disposal dehumidifier and AC must follow local plumbing/mechanical code, proper termination, trap, and where required a secondary/overflow protection. Conditioned crawlspace work intersects building code for vapor barriers, combustion air, and where gas appliances are present makeup/combustion air provisions. Verify before sealing vents.